3.11 Sarah and Danny.
It's the macho action hero ones that get on my nerves most. Don't worry, it's on my radar. Actually, no, you don't have a radar because you're not a fighter pilot. And the upcoming presentation at the sales conference isn't really a potentially mortal threat. And before you tell me this is mission critical, we sell photocopier paper and don't tend to go on many missions. Oh, there seems to be a desire to be associated with the heavy engineering boys too. My boss has started asking me to drill down when he wants me to give him more information on something. And growing the business has become incredibly common, but it still sounds odd to me. I can only think of vegetables when someone talks about growing things. Hit the ground running is all right, though. I quite like that image, because it's great when it does feel like that when you start a new project. And go the extra mile is something I often do for my customers, and I'm fine with it being described like that. Things like that and bring you up to speed sound like perfectly normal language to me. The danger with all of them is that if you hear someone say exactly the same thing many, many times, you switch off.
I can't stand all this verbing of nouns. Could you action this for me? As if could you do this for me doesn't sound impressive enough. At least it's short, though. The ones that use an excessive number of words annoy me most. I'll keep you in the loop. Why not just keep you informed? Going forward is redundant most of the time, or you could just say in future. The only reason for using all this gobbledygook is the pathetic idea that it makes you sound like some high-flying managerial hotshot, but it can actually make you sound like a moron if you use too much of it. Some of the shorter ones can be useful. Best practice means what it says and is neat, and proactive is a good thing to be in business. I think a win-win situation has a really good feel to it, and I'm actually okay with think outside the box, because in itself it means something that I really like to do. It's just been overused so much, and the kind of person who uses it is usually stuck inside a box labelled I copy what everyone else says.